Now, there's an old saying that goes, never bring a knife to a gunfight.
Ah! Oh my God! Bro, they just killed them in front of me! Oh, God.
911, what's the nature of your emergency?
We're going to go to Philadelphia now.
We're in West Philadelphia.
Violent protests erupting in Philadelphia.
It happened at 61st and Locust in West Philadelphia.
This is Philadelphia
West
Police.
In Philadelphia, a citywide curfew will go into effect at 9 o'clock tonight and will remain in effect until tomorrow at 6.
No, but really, what are you mad at?
Keep your radios locked.
Because bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
Yep. It's your girl, POC. Tune in, WHYY 90.9 FM. Are you mad or not?
Are you mad or not?
Big mad, little mad.
No, but really, what are you mad?
WHYY.
Defunding is going to do nothing.
Glad that we're out here immediately.
Another black man's life was lost because of a police shooting. Does that make you mad or not?
That makes me really, really, really mad. My first name is Anya, by the way. I think that it really highlights how police are inadequately trained and how in this city and in lots of cities across this country, police are trained to shoot to kill, and that is it.
Are you mad or not?
That most definitely makes me mad. Quite honestly, I just really feel like it's all so unnecessary. Like, that's the main reason why I'm out here, because, like, it makes me very irritated that how... it's still happening, even though we've done all these protests, how we've talked all our talk, we've called all of our calls, we have looted, people have rioted, that it's still happening. It's like there's no end in sight, so as long as there's no end in sight, people will still be out here to protest. I'm definitely one of those people. My name is Olamide Soyinka. I'm from West Philly.
Are you mad or are you not mad?
Yeah, absolutely I'm mad. I mean, it keeps happening. It's happening right here in Philadelphia, and we've had enough of it. And that's why we came out here tonight to see what we could do to fight back. I mean, I think the fact that if there's an issue of, like, domestic abuse or something like that, the fact that police are the first people who are called and they're coming with guns, it just doesn't make sense. And so directing some of those resources elsewhere is just kind of common sense to me. And I think hopefully it will lead to lesser violence on the part of the police. Well, my name is Travis, and I live over in Center City area.
Keep your radios locked.
My name is Katie, and I live in Germantown. It makes me incredibly upset, and I want to see more funding for community initiatives.
Big mad, little mad.
Not just a march. We unite.
WHYY.
It does make me mad. My name is Dawn. I represent Logan area, and I actually knew Walter Wallace, his wife that he just recently married in early October. She was my ex's cousin, and I met him a couple times. He has several children, and he was always just, you know, quiet and with his kids, trying to be a good father, trying to, you know, take back his life. You know, he had a troubled past, but they'll try to vilify him in the news, I'm sure.
Keep your radios locked,
man. 911, where's your emergency?
It makes me furious. The black community control of the police is our demand. It's a revolutionary demand, and it's necessary to end this senseless violence against African men and women, as well as children. Tamir Rice was only 12 years old, and, you know, that's the only thing that we can do to change things. You know, it's not enough to just change it. We have to revolutionize it. We can't reform a system that's built on our oppression. My name is Matop, M-A-T-O-P, Nyungu, and I represent the Tioga by way of East Mount Airy. I was actually born in West Philadelphia.
W-H-Y-Y.
Blame the dead boy. Blame your mother. Blame society. Blame your father. Blame the gun. Blame anyone.
But don't shoot my son. Please don't shoot my son. They hate me.
W-H-Y-Y. 6124
Locust. 427
Tune in. W-H-Y-Y. 90.9 FM. Are you mad or not?
Keep your radios locked.